All right, and just one other point on remuneration. I thought it was very unusual that John Stewart chaired your re-election. Very unusual to have the CEO taking on a role that's normally run by a deputy chair or another senior independent director. And it just struck me, why doesn't NAB have a deputy chair or nominated senior person? There's no apparent succession plan on the board. And if you look at the pay scales, Mr. Chairman, you're on $665 a year, which makes you one of the highest paid chairs in the country, which is, I'm not going to quibble with that, but it's a lot of money. And there's no sort of next senior director, although there are two directors. One is Jeff Thomason on $402,000 and Mr. Williamson on $561,000, but that's for work they're doing sharing subsidiaries. So why is your pay so apparently large compared to other shares of similar size companies, and why haven't you got that traditional deputy chairman pay and board structure so that, you know, if you are under the proverbial bus, it's pretty clear who's in charge?
Well, firstly, I don't believe the chairman's remuneration in this company is at all out of line with other companies. We do take external advice on that every year, and that's an ongoing process, and it's very much in line. What is unusual in this bank is in this company is that some other directors are paid almost as much, and as you say, that's because they've got some special duties as chairman of, in one case, the European Bank, and in another case, the wealth management companies, which are very time-consuming. By the way, the reason Mr. Stewart came up is that he's up on stage, and it's in terms of facilitating it, it was more sensible. As regards the general question about deputy chairman, it's not a very common practice. There is a thing called senior independent director in some companies, a good practice, I think, that grew up where you have executive chairman, that is, where the chairman's a full-time executive. And then it's sensible to have a non-executive director as senior independent director who can, if you like, chair the independent directors who aren't employees when that's required. We've never seen the need for a deputy chairman. It's I don't have any doubt that if I went under a bus, the directors would very quickly determine who should be chairman, and life would go on very smoothly.